Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. What do I got for you? This Friday, October 15th, Danger Cats Roast Battles returns. Calgary, Yuck Yucks. See you there. Tickets available at dangercatshop.com. Following weekend, we will be in the fucking Windy Cindy, holy shit. This is starting off phenomenal. Great. So this show is going to go today. We are in Lethbridge, October 23rd. Early and late shows, pal. Fucking shit's going fast, right? But two shows to promote right now. October 15th, Calgary, Yuck Yucks, Battle of Alberta goes down, brother. Oh, yeah. And October 23rd, Lethbridge. Now that that's out of the way, Thanksgiving is past, long weekend's over, hungover, you probably pigged out, watched football all weekend, sat around with family members, you know, discussed the future of whatever country you're, I guess, no, it was only, it's only, fuck, that's how culturally fucking knowledgeable I am, right? Like, fuck, Canadian Thanksgiving on the weekend, not American Thanksgiving, but, yeah, anyways, you probably, if you're in Canada, you sat around with the family and had to have numerous discussions of, like, where your politics lie, where, what you think of the vaccine, what vaccine did you get? Because some of these fucks you haven't seen in a while, and you just, you know, you're pulling out the pit, like, you're just thinking about it, right? You're just, pulling out the gun. I fucking, in this here, is this all we're going to talk about for the next 3 years? It's the same, That was me and my family. I didn't go back to my hometown. No. Wasn't in the cards this year. Couldn't do it. Couldn't come to terms of, like, getting in my truck and driving to Tabor, Alberta. It just, I thought about it. But now I'm just like, I feel like 30, like, where I'm at age-wise and then, like, mentally, physically, you know, like, I'm not old enough to be, like, old man energy where you're just like, yeah, whatever the wife says, we'll do. But I'm not young enough to where I give a shit, you know? Remember when you were young and you had, like, I don't know, like, you weren't quite beaten down by all the fucking family shit and all that. You were excited to see everybody. But as you get older, it, like, dwindles, you know? Some of you got kids and trying to pack kids and dragging them around. I don't have kids. I have zero excuse when it comes to this. When it comes to, like, getting with family and hanging out. You know what I mean? You know, like, it's just the laziness. The modern man is just, like, lazy now. Which I appreciate. I do. You know what I mean? We've been through a lot in the past 2 years. And the last thing you want to do is just, like, Jesus, at work I got to talk about the fucking mandates, the vaccines, and all this shit. And now I got to go to my family's house and hear the same shit, just in different verbiage. You know? You just say, ugh. And it's so difficult. Like, once you're comfy, this is the age where I'm at. You know when you get comfortable in your own house and then you have shit to do that evening and you're like, ugh, why did I make fucking plans? Why the fuck did I do this? Why did I say I was going to go? You know? I feel like lots of us are like that. You just got that, you know, you hit the perfect spot in the couch. This is laziness. It's sheer laziness. And I don't feel like there's nothing wrong with that. I think we've come to a point now where we're just, like, so selfish, which is good and bad. Because it's good in a sense that you're just like, I don't feel like doing shit to appease other people. Good. The other portion is, when you look around in the world and everybody's yelling about what they think, they feel like their opinion matters the most. So that's the selfishness Like the yin and the yang of it, you know? We're yinning and yanging on it. That's what I think anyways. Because that's where I was at. Like, yeah, I was so comfortable Sunday, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? My great aunt, God bless her soul. Beautiful dinner. But, you know, you were comfy. I was comfy. I was comfy as shit. Watching football, scrolling the phone every now and then, doing what I want to do. And then that time, like, the time is just like, it goes by way quicker when you have, like, something you're... I wouldn't say I wasn't looking forward to it, but I was just like, another hour would be great on what I'm doing. Like, I could just shut my eyes and have a nap, you know? I'm coming on the nap era of life. You're only 30, you're young. I know. But, like, a good nap, a good afternoon nap, those murder, man. Those are great. You know, those, like, the hangover nap is... Fuck, number one. Like, you know those snoozes after you had the Sunday fuck arounds? And then the anxiety starts kicking in and you're like, I'm just going to sleep this off. Like, and you time that perfectly before the hangover kicks fourth gear. And you want to bite down on a pistol, you know? But then you throw a fucking... outside curveball to get the hangover to swing at, and you're like, I beat you to the punch. I fell asleep at 2 p.m., 3 p.m. after piling my face full of probably, if you're anything like me, you've stopped at least three different fast food restaurants because you're like, oh, yeah, no, I could fucking murder a Big Mac right now. Oh, the fries at A&W are clutch. And I could really wash it down with a blizzard, you know? So if you're anything like me on a good hangover day, you've hit 3+ fast food restaurants. That's a minimum, by the way. That's a minimum. At minimum, I'm hitting 3, okay? I might throw the body a little gut punch to see where it's at health-wise and dump a booster juice smoothie in me. Any smoothie, to be exact. But I'm doing zero cooking is what I'm getting at. And then 3 p.m.-ish, you know, you're getting into the matinee games on a Sunday. And you nod off and it's beautiful. If you're positioned correctly, maybe you get like that perfect beam of sunlight that just like warms the blanket. You know what I mean? A good hangover day is just second to none. A good one. Those ones where you're just dead. Like, it's just death is over top of you. You got, like, a grim reaper. You're thinking about it. You'll cross the golden gate. You know, fucking get me over the bridge, buddy. Fuck. That or I'm going to take the leap of faith. One of those ones. They hurt. Not that I was hungover on Sunday while I'm, like, dreading going to a family Thanksgiving. And my family's great, you know? They are great. Especially the ones in Edmonton. They're lovely. They're lovely, you know? It's never a big ordeal. It's just big enough. So I enjoy that. But it's just... when you're not in the mood to entertain or conversate, it's just like, fuck, man, this is... I could really be at home right now. I would really enjoy being at home right now. I don't think that there's anything I would like more than to be at home in my own environment, enjoying just dead silence. I think that comes with age. It does, because I was never like that. You know, I was always first man in at a family ordeal because usually it was a piss up. Where now. I'm kind of dragging my feet to get there. And I could only imagine having kids. Holy shit. I couldn't even imagine having kids. And most of my buddies got two. I'm fucking thinking about one. I couldn't even imagine dragging a dog with me. You know? That's too much energy I'm not willing to fucking put into this situation. You know? Just getting there is a task. getting the kids in the car, making sure they're in the fucking strapped up, all that responsibility of getting a child in a vehicle. Did you remember the diaper bag? Did you remember to put the stroller in the back? Because, you know, grandma's going to want to go for a walk around the block and we're going to have to do family photos, so wear something nice. Oh, the kid spilt a fucking chocolate milk on her shirt. Now we got to go back. We got to get a new it just sounds like a lot. And I don't deal with any of that. It's old lonesome fucking soldier over here trucking her on over and like just lugging my lard ass into a pickup and getting behind the wheel and driving it to the said location to fill my yap full of delicious food, smoked ham, deep fried turkey, mashed potatoes. You know what I mean? Any sane human knows that that's a good meal and worth the drive, but you're just so lazy now. You're just so fucking lazy. You could give a shit. You're just thinking to yourself like, fuck, I don't fucking want to do this. You know? It's a damn shame. I feel like a lot of people feel like have those feelings now. Especially with all this COVID shit and like vaccines and all that. And everybody's got a big idea in their head, you know? Everybody read an article, you know? This is the first year I've ever met everybody. There's every person that I've ever met, they've read an article. Oh, yeah, no, I read an article. No, you didn't. You read a headline. Don't lie to me. I've known you for a long fucking time. And I know you ain't reading no article. You read a paragraph, I'll give you a paragraph. If you said, I read a paragraph that said this, okay. Did you read past that? Nope. Read an article. You out of your mind? You didn't read no goddamn article. I know for a fact you didn't read an article, but you're going to tell me what you think the article said. And then we're going to have to get into an argument over whatever you think you read. Because the headline was catchy. And they always get you with the paragraph. Oh, yeah, that's right there. That's some good talking points for family dinner right there. Can't wait to bring that shit up. Only to cause, you know, like, and everybody's too, like, we all got an opinion in our head, right? But nobody goes 100% on it, you know? That's what I've noticed. Everybody, like, tiptoes to be like, hey, yeah, you know, vaccine passport. And then somebody, like, gives a little. They'll be like, yeah, I don't know. I'm for people getting vaccinated, but I don't really know. I don't know. It's really weird. I don't know what to think. I don't know. But I did read an article, how to think. And they told me that it was a good idea to have vaccine passports. So my conclusion is I don't really know, you know. That's it. That's the conversation over and over and over again. You know, it's sussing one another out until there's always one that thinks that they know what they're talking about, whether it be right or left, a liberal. The loudest in the room is usually the fucking dumbest, right? And if you've met me in a public setting, you'll know that I am always the loudest, right? But it's true. You sit down for family dinner, and then you got your hammered aunt in the corner trying to tell you about, what's going on in Afghanistan, because that person's just got their thumb on the pulse that's happening over there. It's awful what's happening. What's happening? Whatever's happening over there is awful. The Taliban took over. Didn't you know? Okay. Is that all you're going with? Well, I read an article. Okay, fuck. Anybody else read an article? And then the drunk uncle. Well, I read one. Yeah. Said that Trudeau wants to stab children in the dick with the vaccine. Yeah. That's how fucked up he is. Where'd you read that article? Facebook. My buddy my fucking buddy that I got on Facebook. Oh, great. This. Oh. He shared this meme, right? And it said that Trudeau wants to prick little pricks. You sure that's what that meant? I'm 99% sure. Exact same percentage as the survival rate of COVID. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go. Oh. Any other statistics that you would like to hear? Yeah. Moderna. Okay. Moderna. Did you know Moderna is the most sued corporation? They had the biggest medical lawsuit ever in history. That was Pfizer. Yeah, them too. No, it was Pfizer. Yeah. Well, I'm fucking saying that Moderna did. Okay. Anyways, you getting any pussy lately? Can't get any pussy because I don't have a vaccine passport to go to the bar to get pussy. Oh, boy. How do we get off this topic, you know? This is why I didn't want to get off my couch. This is why, you know, I already got to have this conversation day in, day out. I just want to sit here and soak myself in a pit of fucking misery. And you're doing a phenomenal job on like really pushing me to the edge of leaping off the cliff once and for all, you know? I've been doing a great deal of talking about killing myself, but my God, another sentence out of your mouth from a said article that you read, it's done. It's over. I'll do it. The next family event is going to be my fucking funeral. How's that sound, ladies and gentlemen? You imagine busting that one out? If I hear any shit, the next family event is going to be my fucking funeral. Do all of you understand me? Oh, boy. You won't do it, pussy. All right. Looks like I'm painting the ceiling tonight. Oh, man. What a time to be alive, you know? It's difficult because, like, stupid people are louder than the smart people, and the smart people just, like, put their hands in the air and be like, look, they don't fucking listen. None of them. They all read articles nowadays. So, I mean, what am I doing? Why did I go to school for 12 years? You know, I get it. There's some contradicting evidence between both sides. I get it. Did you care? No, because you read an article, whatever favors you, whatever side you're leaning on, right? And then we feel like empowered. A lot of us feel empowered. We head out to the local Boston Pizza and we get into an argument with that 13-year-old girl that's going to seat you, not in the lounge, in the dining side, because you got your kids with you. And you're a big badass, you know? You just want to come in and drink a fucking pint of beer with the family down at Boston Pizza because that's fine dining in small town Alberta and small town Saskatchewan, small town Canada. If you don't have a fucking Boston Pizza, your town is shit, okay? If you don't have a Boston Pizza in your small town, your town is dog shit, okay? It's basically like if you go any smaller than that and everybody's got like a nice family-owned restaurant and a Boston Pizza in their hometown. That's how rural Canada is, right? And don't worry. I'm not siding with the city people on this. Don't for a second think that I'm going straight urban on your asses, okay? I make fun of everything. So before you throw your hands in the air and be like, he's a city faggot now. All of a sudden, Jesus Christ, what happened to him? He moves to Edmonton and thinks that he's... No, I'm just enjoying the time right now of watching morons thinking they're correct. It's on both sides. It's on if you go up or down on the economic scale. Or you go left or right, however you want to view this, rural, urban, you know? It's the same shit, just in different threads. That's all. Same shit, different shade. Stupid, loud fucking people. I'm one of them, okay? I'm one of them. I know I'm one of them. I admit it. Weekly, I admit that I'm a moron. Time for a little ad read. DangerCatShop.com. Use the code PODCAST69 for 15% off your order. All show tickets on there as well. Upcoming dates, October 15th, Danger Cats Roast Battle in Calgary, Alberta. October 23rd, Lethbridge, Alberta, Good Times Comedy Club. Danger Cats on tour, early and late show available. Check that out at DangerCatsShop.com. And in the drop-down menu, there is a ticket link. If you want this podcast that you're listening to now, 48 hours earlier, plus an additional Uncle Hack podcast, head to Patreon.com/DangerCats69 and become a Danger Dong Patreon supporter. If you get the top tier, you become a producer of the show, and we appreciate everybody who gives us their hard-earned cash so we can continue to do this shit. We truly do. We love you to pieces, especially when you give us money. Anyways, back to the episode. You know, I've been labeled a right-wing extremist. How? I don't know. Because I fucking jokingly said I want to box Trudeau, so that groups me in with basically every white nationalist. I don't know how this all works. I don't understand identity politics enough to get in a nice crisp conversation about it all. In fact, I sit here and I make fun of how I grew up, how you probably grew up, relationships that we get ourselves into, you know? I make fun of these types of things. I make fun of sitting at family dinner, listening to your drunk aunt tell you about how much money she won at the on the VLTs on Tuesday night. And it's like, oh, nice. Nice to see that life is treating you great. Nothing better, eh, auntie? Like going down to the local bar attached to some shitty rundown hotel, because every small town has one, and pumping in $300 into the vilts only to win 100. I want $100 on the VLTs. How much did you put in? 250. I don't know if that's how that works. Sounds to me you lost 150. No. I won. Okay. That's that small town math for you. That is small town math. Everybody knows somebody that goes down to the local bar attached to the shitty rundown hotel. And it's always like something like there's two in Tabor called the Palace Hotel or the Royal Hotel. There's always, or like, it's something hotel. Everybody knows it as the something hotel, right? For us, it's the Royal or the Palace. Or you got the Heritage Hotel. Three hotels, three hotel bars. That's how this works, right? And everybody has a family member or friend that will go down to that said bar, pump $200-$300 into the VLTs, and then they get a slip for $100, cash it in, and they're like, oh, fuck, I want $100. I don't know if your math is quite so correct. So you think that by putting in $300 and you winning, I'm saying, $100, you walked out of there with $100 in your wallet? Yeah. You didn't win $100. You lost $200. No, not how that works. So what's the total number of money in your pocket? $100. What did you walk in there with? $300. What'd you do with the $300? Well, I put it in the VLTs. Okay. And when I got down to my last $20, I hit sevens and won 100. You didn't win 100. No, pretty sure I did. It's like, holy shit. That's small town math, baby. That's small town gambling math. That might be just gambling math. That's addict gambler's math. It's like I lost 80 pounds but put on 100. So I lost 80. No, you put on 20. No, I lost 80. Oh, boy. Is that how that works? Is that how, like, the fucking the body positivity thing worked out. Maybe it was like, yeah, maybe that's how that started, you know? They were doing some small town VLT math and they're like, we can apply this in other ways. They're like, okay, so you lost 80 pounds but put back on 100. They're like, yeah, so I lost 80 pounds. Well, no, you gained 20. Nope, don't think that's how that works. I'm pretty sure I lost 80. Yeah, but what are you at right now? Well, I'm 20 pounds over the last weight. So you put on 20. No, I lost 80. Oh. Oh, shit. That's the world we live in, hey? It's like, no. We're so... Nobody wants to hear that, like, just cold, hard truth. Like, you're a fucking scumbag. You're just a scumbag if you say anything remotely truthful, you know? If you're brutally honest, you know, you just say it how it is, you are just an asshole now. Before, that was just, like, the most polite thing you could do. It's just, yeah, this is what I think. And you weren't a dickhead. But now... If your shit ain't shined, you're just an asshole, you know? You can say hurtful things just as long as the verbiage is correct. That's where we're at, you know? Just make sure that you don't use fat. You just say, they're calorie inclusive. We want to be calorie inclusive here. We include all the calories. We're not fat. It's just, there's always some like dumb terminology that you got to learn. And none of us want to put the effort in. It's like when the pronoun people try to, then they'll like deliberately mispronoun you and be like, well, how's it going, Mrs. to like a dude. And they think that they did something and be like, clearly I'm a guy, right? Well, how do I know that you don't identify as? The guy's got grease stains on a trucker hat. What do you fucking think? What do you think that guy? He gets called a bitch and gets pissed off. Okay, I'm pretty sure we can assume what that guy's pronouns are going to be. All right, he's in flannel from like a PV Mart that he got for $15, and all of the fucking cuts and grease stains and all that shit on it have the fluff pulling out of it. The guy's artificially inseminated fucking cows before, okay? This is man shit. Rancher shit. You think this guy gives a fuck about pronouns? Usually, like, he gets chirped with the wrong pronouns if we're doing that. If we're doing that and be like, oh, he's swinging a sledgehammer and barely moves like a bolt or some shit. Put your purse down. Put your purse down and hit that goddamn thing. That's what happens there. But somehow, this guy's supposed to care. He's on his ride out. He don't give a shit. No one cares. I wish I could give a fuck about anything as much as people give a fuck about leftist views, you know? I guess it's like the same with, I wish I could give a fuck like those guys do about, I wish I had that mental illness where I thought that my opinion mattered and I could just jump on. So I just don't care. I do this, but I don't expect anybody to leave more intelligent from this. I'm an idiot. I'm a fucking moron, right? It's established. I just find scenarios funny, you know? I find it hilarious, like you're sitting at family dinner and like, this year was great. Somehow 9/11 got brought up at the dinner table. That was cool. Here we go. This should be good. Like, I don't understand why he wanted to fly a plane into the building. Well, we're leading off on a great foot this year, aren't we? This is lovely, is it not? You know, this is beautiful. All of us together discussing tragedies that happened in America. because we have a full understanding of all these CIA operatives and everything that happened behind the scenes with the FBI. You know, if there's a group of people that are just creeping down the rabbit trail and probably going to put some key points together, it's this family around this fucking table. And I'm happy to be discussing, which was deemed probably one of the most tragic events in the past 2 decades, I would say. It's been longer than that. Holy shit. Yeah, we'll go with 2 decades. Right? Very tragic event. And I'm happy that we're able to sit here as a family and discuss it with nothing but logic, truth, and brain power at a magnitude that even scientists couldn't comprehend, you know? It's beautiful. It's beautiful. We are a family of geniuses, and we should be treated as such. It's fucking out of control. That's what I mean. All of us are too dumb to form in a, you know, we don't have enough information about fuck all. We're out here thinking, like, I like watching people that get radicalized, you know, because they all say the same shit. They all stumble, the door finally opens, and, you know, these people that don't watch conspiracy theories, I was huge on them. I used to watch them all the time. I still do. Some of them get me going, and they get me thinking, right? And I enjoy them. They're entertaining to me. And it's like, yeah, these people that, like, jump on them now, it's been 2 years, obviously there's something happening, right? There's something happening. Nobody quite knows. We're all exhausted. We don't care at this point, you know? In the beginning, yeah, you were probably pissed off like everybody else. You had your opinion that you'd put on Facebook, but in North America, specifically Canada, we are pussies here. We're fucking pussies here. Nobody's getting up in arms and uppity about anything. No, we just agree with whatever the main narrative is. Nobody questions anything anymore. And if you do, you're somehow grouped in with the people that are radical fucking morons, right? You get grouped in with these people for asking a question. For asking questions, you're treated as a second-class citizen. That is fucked to me. Freedom of speech hasn't existed in Canada for a long goddamn time, and I don't expect it to ever come back. Because once you lose something, you lose it forever. And it takes a long goddamn time before people get a little pissed off. And right now, you're witnessing it. You're letting a group of morons dictate the narrative is what's happening by shunning people who want questions answered, by shunning people who may have a different opinion rather than conversating about it. And I like, this is me being serious for once. And I think it's awful. I think it's fucking brutal. If we can't, as people, sit and conversate about different opinions without getting mad and angered at one another. And I get, we're in like this social pressure cooker right now of decision making, you know? And some of these decisions are pretty, you know, they can be life altering for some people. And I'm not referring to the vaccine or whatever your politics are or whatever it may be, but it's dividing the general population more than we've ever seen, right? In my lifetime. I'm not saying like over the grand scheme of things. I'm saying, I meant to say in my lifetime, there is like a clear divide, and you're watching families be divided. You're watching friends be divided. You're watching, maybe it's good, maybe it's bad. I don't know. But all I know is nobody's open to having discussion. Everybody's just like backs against the wall, shoot first, ask questions later right now. And that's, I don't think that's a good thing. I don't think there's anything healthy about that whatsoever. So, with that being said, let's segue into the fan question. Real lull of an episode right there. We'll keep this guy's name anonymous, but this is actually quite funny. Hey, Hack, would love to hear your opinion about those Leo-list chicks that you were talking about in the last pod and how they'll post conversations from other dudes about how tight their puss is or how they gave the best beej. Honestly, I think it's weird as shit, but it does provide some sort of review. But what kind of quality review is it, really? How do we know it's not just some young 19-year-old danger cat who paid for his first puss? That's actually really funny. Either way, would like to hear your thoughts. Party on. All right. You know what, though? Is it any different than you sitting at the bar and you being like, hey, you know, Teresa over there fucked her great lay? Right? Is it any different than that? You're going off somebody's word. Now, whether you pay for the sniz or you don't pay for the sniz, somebody, you know, and you got a good review down the road and you're like, yeah, Teresa over here. Ooh. Great box on the old bird. And you start thinking to yourself, well, now I'm intrigued, right? Online's a little different, you know, if you're going off your buddy's word and being like, yeah, you know, this is the hooker I fuck all the time. And quite honestly, it's funny because there's like a lot of dudes out there whose buddies are probably in, I think it's like, it's calf reviews or some shit, but you can go on there and there's full blown reviews of all the escorts in your local area. And I don't know if it's in the States as well, but I went on there one day. Because after we were getting a ton of traffic off of this, I also knew about the website before because I'm a pervert and these are the things I do in my spare time is look into these types of things and read reviews and giggle to myself like a schoolboy because I'm immature. I'm not somebody you should look up to by any means. But back to your question, what's the difference? Quite honestly, what's the difference of like sitting with your friends and they give you the what for about Teresa across the bar? Great set of tits on her. You want to see them, you know? You'd see them in a shirt, but it's not the same, you know? It's like going to Walmart as a kid and looking at the toy section and you don't get to play with the toys. You're always excited, right? You're walking down the aisle and you're looking at all this cool stuff. All this really neat shit that you wish you were playing with, but you can't because you got to buy it first. So, what do you do? What do? You fantasize about playing with it. And in some circumstances, like prostitution, you read the review, right? You read the review of some other lad that pumped one out on her. And yeah, then you give your review. Simple as that. I don't know. I don't see an issue with it. I'm all for prostitution. In fact, I think it would solve a lot of issues. You know what I mean? Quite honestly, it would. Brothels, I'm all for. I'm all for it. You want to say, and you should have the right to sell your pussy if you want to. In my opinion, who are we to fucking say anything? You know what I mean? Who the fuck are we to say anything? We all sit around and act like we got the biggest dicks on the planet. Or, you know, like we're something special. And I'm not trying to be like this feminist fucking fag right now, but I'm just saying, I can look in the mirror and give an honest review about myself. I am not a handsome gentleman. I'm not the funniest guy on the planet, but I do okay. My batting average is all right. It's nothing to brag about. I'm not going to be a Hall of Famer. I'm no Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm not putting up big numbers with supermodels, okay? I'm just not. Will I one day? It depends if I fucking get rich. Then there's a possibility. But as it stands right now, you and I are on the same playing field, right? So, why not? Little treat. $220 to get your fucking rocks off? That doesn't seem like a horrible fucking deal. Some nights, if you think about it, right? say you're going to the bar.
We've been over this before, I feel like, on this podcast.
Say you're going to the bar, right? You dumped 200 beanos in the bar for a party, and you went out to have a good time. And you ended up getting some snizz at the end of the day, right? You ended up maybe getting a little bit of snizz at the end of the day. And the money dropped that night. And if your main objective is to get laid, why not? Why not? You skipped all the bullshit and got right to where you want to be.
Oh, I don't pay for sex.
We all do. We all do. If you could wrap your head around that you have never got a free piece of pussy, if you drove there, you paid for sex. You had to put gas in your car.
Well, I make her come over to me.
Yeah, okay, big shot. Yeah, okay, big shot. You're super cool. Lying to yourself. Like you haven't went and did something special. You went and shot your shot. Got a date. Did you pay for the date? In hopes that you were... Now, if you go into it and you're like, oh, no, I really like this girl. Different scenario. I'm saying you go out with somebody with the full intention of getting some pussy after. The full intention. And you drop even a single fucking dollar. You paid for pussy. If your intentions when you left the house was to get laid, let that echo in your brain for a second. You've paid for pussy. So to sit here and act, you know, this is no different than you and your friends giving an honest review about who shagged who. And be like, yeah, she was a great lay. Women do it too. Don't act like you don't sit around and just be like, oh, his dick size. And, oh, he fucks like this. And it was really good. And they get a little more descriptive than we do. Dudes just kind of, oh, shit. One sec. Oh, trying to dig up some information for the roast battle here. No, I'm just saying, women, men, we all do it. So by saying that, you know, these guys are losers because they go online and writing about how good her pussy was. Nah, fuck yeah. Know who we should be praising. We shouldn't be punching down on the dudes here. We should be praising that snizz. We're looking at this all wrong, gentlemen. Sitting here, oh, these fucking... losers in the comment section trying to praise this woman for doing what she does. You know, why do you care? Does it bother you? If you're looking for a good puss, what are you gonna do? Trust your fucking fellow counterparts, or are you gonna trust her? No, you're gonna trust the gentleman's word. He fucked it, right? He fucked it. So what are you going to say? You know, if she was writing her own reviews, you'd be like, this conceited bitch. This self-absorbed fucking bitch sitting here trying to tell me, because they all do that. I'm a 10. Rate yourself out of 10. I'm a 25. They all do it, right? They all do it. They all think very highly of themselves as soon as you give them the opportunity or you're there like, hey, What would you rate your head game? Oh, I'm the throat goat. No, you ain't. Because we're going to go over to the review site, and this person says that you're not. This person right here says don't pay for a beach. Don't pay for the beach. 13 reviews. Christ almighty, we got the Yelp for pussy in here. So don't lie to me. That's why. I do find it funny, though, when they screenshot it and then they'll put it in their, like, hooker bio. It's that's the best. Ellen says,
she's got a great set of tits. Beautiful personality that sparkles throughout the room. Oh, lovely, lovely gal. Unbelievable gal. I will visit once again. For her vagina had a scent of what I would say petunias and raw honey in the springtime.
Well, that's very specific of you there, Alan. We appreciate that. But how was the sniz? Rated out of 10.
6.9.
Ah, very accurate. What a gentleman. Well above average, just below great.
It's hilarious. But,
like I said, who are you going to trust on the review? Because everybody, when given the chance, you can't really get an outside perspective of yourself. So you can't be like, there's this wrong, that wrong, that wrong. You think highly. Most of us think highly of ourselves. We may not announce it to the room whenever we walk in. Some people do, and their ego is just blown out of proportion. But you know what? You should feel good about yourself. You should have some positive qualities and some negative qualities, and that's what makes you you. That's why we trust reviews of other people. You never go to a person and ask them, oh, how good of a person are you? They're going to say they're a good person every single time. So we go to other people and we discuss it amongst one another, like whether it be even about this podcast, right? Well, even about this podcast, some people might be like, he's a fucking idiot. I don't understand why you listen to this shit, right? Where other people are be like, it's great. It's great entertainment. I kill an hour at work. I listen to this moron ramble on into this microphone and I get entertainment out of it. Which is fair. There's going to be different reviews from different people. And I'm totally aware of that. I am well aware that there is going to be people who dislike this podcast, right? But if you asked me about my podcast, I would tell you it sucks. Do not listen to it because it's awful. Is that an honest review? I don't know because I don't listen to my fucking self. That's why when you're getting a hooker and you go to like calfreviews.com and you look through, oh, this chick, like, now is it a bit of a turnoff if she's got 24 great reviews? I don't know. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? It's probably a good thing that she's good at her job and she has 24 reviews because there's a reason why she does. She's probably good at her fucking job. But on the flip side, probably seen some hog in her time. Do you care? No. But at least right there, there's a mileage report right in front of your eyes. The sniz that you pick up at the bar, you don't know. You could be running a lemon. You could have pulled that thing right off the lot, be a lemon. You don't know. But like this guy says, some 19-year-old who paid for his first bit of sniz might go in there and give a false review. We're going off of how many reviews? So, I mean, Christ, this is a fucking dilemma. We got ourselves into a fucking dilemma here, lads. Holy shit. The things you didn't think you would think about or discuss ever in your life, we're now discussing on this podcast.
But it is true.
You're not going to take the review of a woman about her own sniz, of course. Like, it's like, oh yeah, I got great tits. It's like when a fat girl says she has great tits. No, you don't. There's 0% great about them. There's not a fucking thing that's great about them hammers. All you did was eat. And your gut naturally pushed the fat up to your tits. So they're not great. In fact, they're, what the hell? What's going on here? Oh my God. Why is this doing this to me? You know what? Fuck it. No TV. Unreal. Give me one fucking second here.
Oh, well, that's not good. Oh, shit.
We'll cut that portion out. TV shit the bed on me. But yeah, no. I think you just trust what your male counterparts would say about this woman, you know? I feel like when it comes to these types of topics, we can simp a little, you know? We can simp a little. And I don't mean that in like, yeah, you can simp a little. No, but it's like, yeah. If you're writing a review, of course, if you got a woman that comes over, rocks your fucking world, and you're in that euphoric feeling, and you write that review, of course, you're going to feel like, you probably go back and read it later and sound like a fucking pussy. Holy shit, I don't like how that came across, but you got a positive message back and your little nussy that you rented for an hour, she gives you the thumbs up and then it makes you feel even better. You're like, oh God, double whammy. Shit, what do I do here? You know, what do I do here? You can't take it down now. She's already seen it. I look like an asshole. So you let it ride. Plus, you got a fake username. We're not going to tie it back to you. None of us care. Anybody who's got that much time on their goddamn hands to fucking trace back somebody's comment to their username and figure out who the real person is on a hooker review site has bigger issues to deal with than what's going on actually with that website and what you fucking said, okay? So if you're simping a little bit in a hooker review site, who gives a shit? I don't know. I don't give a fuck. Do you? Do we really care? No. You just want a good, honest review before you make a payment to rent some sniz for a fucking hour, half hour, maybe even the 15-minute special. You know? Nobody's really given that many shits. You just hope to God that these guys are being truthful enough that if you decide to rent some poontang for whatever X amount of time you need to get the fucking rocks off, I don't see an issue with it. I don't. I encourage it. Who am I? I think prostitution should be 100% legal. I do. Because it would shut a lot of fucking bitches up. You know? It would. If you could literally rent pussy legally, I think a lot of people have like this negative connotation attached to soliciting sex because somehow it demasculates them that their worth isn't or their ego isn't fulfilled because they had to pay for pussy. But in the long run, we all do anyways. Look at you. How many guys are listening to this podcast that are fucking married, kids, maybe you got divorced? You paid for that pussy. You paid for the divorce lawyer. You paid for the fucking court files, all that shit. You paid for it. And you still lost in the end. So not only did she double down by using her pussy to gorilla grip her way into a fucking house, but here you are living with your mom, trying to get back on your feet again. And somehow your ego, you know, if you would have just like not had to stroke your fucking ego and rented sniz every now and then, you'd be living a pretty cool lifestyle. You wouldn't be down half your shit. But we always have those go, I would never pay for fucking sex. I'd never pay for fucking sex. You're goddamn right. I would. And I have. Numerous times. I'm not saying hooker specific. I'm just saying that there's dates that I've been on that I've paid for. There's drinks I've bought. In the end, it costed me. So to sit and think that your ego is too big for that, that you're somehow some sex goddess among her sex god amongst women, that they must
They must bow when the king enters the kingdom. For I am the one that wields the hog that possesses all these sexual prowess that women certainly enjoy. So lower your heads, for behold, I am the god of sex.
You fucking idiots. I just don't understand it. When your ego gets too out of control and you start thinking that you're something that you're not, I mean, it's time to fucking calm down. Really? Calm the fuck down. You imagine how much time you would save? Think about all the time you would save. Right now, it seems like every guy's like bitching, girls are whores, I just can't find love. Why the fuck you, what are you doing? What are you doing? Knock it off. You're 22 fucking years old. I can't find love. Ugh. All these girls want is money and sex. Yeah, that's what we used to just want. Growing up, that's all we wanted, right? You wanted to be the cool guy on the block with a nice truck and pussy crawling out of it. Now you get, no girls love me. Of course, because you're a fucking pussy. They want nothing to do with you. Look at you. You weakling, you milquetoast bag of fucking emotions. Ugh. Make me sick. Why doesn't nobody love me? God. I can think of numerous reasons. She's already, you know, she's already dealing with the fucking roller coaster of emotions that she goes through when she gets her fucking period. For God's sake, she thinks she wants to deal with that month in, month out. She deals with it for a week of her life. You think that she wants to, the other fucking 3 weeks of the month, do you think she wants to deal with you being a pussy? No, she's got to worry about her own. God. And here you have the option of just renting it and living out a fucking fantasy life with your buds and doing crazy shit, traveling the world, buying dirt bikes, jumping the fucking Grand Canyon if you really want. But no, well, I don't know, I can't find love. We're not looking for love, fellas. We're looking for lust. We want short time lust, right? I don't know any guy that's in love, you know? Yeah, you say, like, I don't know any guy that will just sit there and be like, yeah, I'm in love. It's so magical. What the fuck? No, we don't do that. Well, men need to be loved too. Yeah, but we're loved different. Okay? We're loved different. I don't want that fucking, you know, like the showered in gifts and stuff. Ugh, get away from me. I don't want that. Leave me alone. Just leave me alone. That's a gift in itself, is silence. Shut the fuck up. Leave the room. Don't kick the blankets, okay? Don't kick the blankets. Quit tossing and turning and talking during the movie, you know? You know when you're watching a movie on television or like a TV show and how they always have like ads in between or commercials? Talk then, you know? Talk then. Why do we got to talk during the movie? It's always like there's like a plot twist just about to unfold in front of your eyes and you'll be like, so I was thinking, just grace me of the gift of that not happening, you know? Just that not happening for a week and I'm happy. I don't want to be showered in like, ugh, you know? I don't want to go for fucking pedicures. All right? Oh yeah, me and my boyfriend go for pedicures to get, knock it off. Are they great? I don't know. My feet are meant to be beaten, cracked. Toenails all fucking crooked from kicking shit with my work boots on, from being pissed off at the world. That's the masculinity I miss, you know? That's the masculinity I like. I just, I don't know how I ended up here off a topic like that, but that's where we ended up. All off hooker reviews. How do we get down this path? I have no idea. It's because the ego of us, gentlemen, is out of control. It's out of control. Back in the day, you know what? I feel like, prostitution is one of the longest forms of, it dates back to, I believe I read something like 200 BC. It's like the earliest they can date it back. There was prostitutes all off. And what, you think that now all of a sudden shit just changed? Shit just changed all of a sudden? God damn, I think it's the most brilliant business on the planet. She gets what she wants. Money, you get what you want. Pussy. It's the most thoughtless exchange. There's no taxes on it. No taxes on that whole exchange. It's a cash exchange. Tell me a better deal. That's right. You can't. That's the best deal on the planet. That transaction isn't even taxed. Wait till the government can figure out how to tax that money, then you'll have legal prostitution. But until then, support your local sex workers and give them a nice review online. That should be our daily service here. You know, everybody's always saying that Danger Cats, I'm not going to be one of those people. Everybody always says that? No. Every now and then I hear like, oh yeah, you guys are just pieces of shit, low life. You know, I don't know what we should do to give back to the community. Write positive reviews on hooker profiles. That's our way of giving back and doing good in the world. Writing positive reviews on hookers' profiles. That's what I think us giving back to the world is. You know? It's a good way. It's a good way of spreading positivity and cheer during these dark times. And we thank you for listening to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast.